Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello yet again, folks. This is John Ray on North Fulton Business Radio, and we're here again. I mean, we're coming up on show number 300, and we're excited about that. And we continue to be virtual at the moment. We're not in our normal haunt inside Renaissance Bank in Alpharetta, but we're looking forward to getting back there soon. In the meantime, if you need a more personal experience for your business and you're tired of the big mega bank, 1-800 phone tree kind of situation, go to renaissancebank.com, find your nearest office, some 200 across the Southeast ready to serve you, and give them a call. They'll actually answer the phone, and you can make an appointment and go see them, and they deliver personal service. And I know that myself from the clients that I have that work with them. So I encourage you to check them out if that's if you're in need of a better banking experience. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I want to welcome Nick Bryant. And Nick is the owner of Nick Print. Nick, welcome.
Welcome. Thanks, John.
Yeah, thanks for being here. I've known you quite a while and know Nick Print, but for those that don't know you and don't know about your business, give everyone a little overview of how you're serving folks out there.
Yeah, I've been in the printing and the mailing business for about 25 years now. I've been on my own about 14 years, started April 1st, 2006. I call it the April Fool's joke. I played on myself to start my own printing company, but been going about 14 years now. So it's been fun. And we print, as one of our taglines, we print everything but money, which is almost true. And we do a ton of direct mail marketing for various different industries.
Oh, wow. Now you have, you've seen a lot in the printing business. And I know this current pandemic has certainly affected your business. Talk about, though, the fact that printing really, people may think it's gone away, but it really hasn't.
No, printing hasn't gone away at all. And this pandemic is even more proof of it. While certain businesses, you know, because they're struggling, haven't been able to print, other businesses are doing more than ever. So while our job count is about probably 60% of what it would normally be, our volume is actually higher than it would normally be.
Wow.
Because when a vacuum takes place, some other business fills that vacuum. And I think it's also because things like direct mail is a way to stay in front of your client or prospect when social distancing doesn't allow you to be face-to-face with them. Direct mail can still get your message into their hands and stay in communication with them.
Let's talk about direct mail, because that's one of those areas of marketing, it seems to me, that folks, a lot of folks have neglected because they think, hey, my mailbox is full and I don't want to be part of that. But the truth of the matter is, it seems like a lot of people, so many people have quit doing it. It may actually, the effectiveness may actually have gone up in recent years.
Absolutely true. Probably 10 years ago, we saw a bit of a decline because everybody was going to an email newsletter. Mm-hmm. And I'd say the last 3 or 4 years, it's starting to reverse because of just email overload. You know, I get 300 emails a day, and even the emails from businesses that I want to hear from, newsletters I signed up for on purpose versus mm-hmm. accidentally got signed up for, I put those in a folder called Saying Later when I have time to look at them, but that time never comes. So people that are just relying on email have lost the eyeballs they normally get. And while you may get 300 emails a day, you're not going to get 300 direct mail pieces a day. And some eyes are going to hit that piece, you know, sometime that day. I mean, maybe for only 1.7 seconds, which I think is the national average, but they will get eyeballs on it. So the great thing about email is it's free. The terrible thing about email is that it's free and everybody can do it. So it's, you just get information overload in your inbox, and direct mail is a way to break through that clutter.
I wish you would comment on the fact that with direct mail, you really have to do a little bit more work around making sure the piece is a good piece before it goes out versus an email newsletter or what have you, which, as you say, if you don't have a professional or if you don't have somebody doing that for you, you can send one out pretty easily with these services. Yeah. And sometimes too easily, right? Because it's not well designed. Talk about that.
Yeah, there's several good components to a direct mail campaign. You want to be targeting the right people. If you're sending this to people who can't afford your product or too far away from where you are, it's not a good fit. Another huge mistake people make, maybe because they're used to writing emails, is they put way too much content on a postcard, too much verbiage. People aren't going to read all of that. You need to get to your benefits really quickly for them. And then some kind of incentive to make them call, you know, hey, I'm Joe, I'm an accountant. It's not going to make somebody call that card. You need some kind of hook, something that makes them want to talk to you, you know, find out about our free report or whatever, some sort of hook to get a response, you know, a loss leader, you know, in food marketing, sometimes it's a buy one, get one free type thing, but something that says more than, hey, we sell pizza, you know, what makes them ring, but not too much information. Very good graphic design, make it look good visually. I mean, a lot of people work from home. Working from home is great. Your marketing piece looking like you work from home, not so great. You want to have a professional image and look like you know what you're doing. And we can help people do that. We're not content writers, but I have writers if you need content that I can connect you with.
Nick, what are the kinds of businesses that you think do well with direct market or direct mail, I should say, and the kind of businesses that maybe, you know, it's not so good for them?
Yeah. If you've got a big ticket item, real estate, automotive, even automotive repair, a big ticket item or a residual income client that's not just buying one time. So food, for instance, pizza is not a big deal, but they do a lot of marketing because your average family will spend $20,000 on pizza for their local pizza place over a 10-year span. So it is a big ticket if you look at it that way.
Wow.
So basically, your direct mail lead is going to be $25 to $30 on average. So if your product or service can warrant a $25 to $30 per phone call type ticket, then it's good. If you sell a $10 widget, they're going to buy it one time and never buy it again, then direct mail is not a good fit for you. If you sell a $10,000 widget, yeah, you're a great fit. Or if you sell a $10 widget that they need to buy every week, you're a good fit. So does it have a long-term play like they need it over and over again? Or is it a high ticket item? But direct mail is great. Again, automotive, schools and universities, dentists, veterinarians, you know, those kind of businesses that that have a big enough product or big enough ticket to make it work.
And talk a little bit about client. I mean, most people think about direct mail as prospect or lead generation. Mm-hmm. Talk about client retention and how that factors in.
Yeah, not only client retention, but prospect retention. I'll talk about both of those. But
okay.
Client retention is, you know, your client buys something from you. They like it. They think you did a good job. But 8 months from now, when they need it again, do they even remember who you are, where you are, where your phone number is? I think it was something like 7 out of 10 people in a real estate transaction said they liked their realtor and would use them again, but only like 2.5 out of 10 actually do. That's because 5 years from now, when they're ready to buy or sell again, they've lost touch with that realtor. But there are realtors who put drip marketing campaigns in motion where every quarter they're sending something to that client. It could be recipes, could be anything. But direct mail, it's a great way to just stay in touch over the long term, whether that's once a month, whether that's quarterly, you know, sending out birthday cards, anything you can to be top of mind. So when that person needs something again, they remember you.
Right.
The other piece of that is what I call prospect retention. A lot of people will send out, you know, say 10,000 postcards and they'll get 30 leads. Okay, 10 of those leads are ready to buy right now and they buy what you've got. And the other 20 asked some questions but didn't do anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Well, statistics say that 7 out of 10 people that call about a product are actually interested and will buy something like that within the next 12 months, but they're not ready to buy in the next 30 days. So what people normally do is they sell their 10 things and then they do another batch of 10,000 postcards. But those other 20 people that didn't buy that month, those people are gold because it's much easier and cost effective to stay in front of 20 people than it is to do another batch of 10,000. So if you'll drip to those 20 people, and it puts a, put a campaign together over the next year, you can turn another 10 of those 20 into clients and basically kind of double your impact of your initial direct mail piece. That makes sense.
Wow. It makes a lot of sense. It, folks, as we're here with Nick Bryant, who is the owner of Nick Print, what strikes me is, Nick, you know what you're talking about, man. I mean, not that I didn't know that already, but you're bringing some great information here. So thank you for that.
You're very welcome.
Yeah. So, talk about the, you mentioned you've got content folks that you work with. Mm-hmm. Talk about the whole business of how I get my direct mail pieces to the right, homes or the right neighborhoods. Do you help with that as well?
Absolutely. A lot of businesses, their most important thing is geography. They have a storefront and a location, and they need people typically within 5 to 10 miles of their location, unless they're a specialty event, you know, like medieval times. They can draw from further away. But your mom and pop shops, your boutiques, your restaurants, those kind of things, they need people right around them. And there's a mail product called Every Door Direct Mail that lets you hit the carrier routes in any location. And Every Door Direct Mail is a great tool for businesses like that because you can target a proximity. You can hit everybody there. And with EDDM, your postage is about half of what even bulk mail would be.
Mm-hmm.
Other people need specific verticals. Maybe you sell a product that's only related to seniors or a product that's for young children. Then you're into buying data. You can buy data of people that are, you know, 65 to 85 or 65 to 69, whatever thing you want. Or say you want to market homes that have children under 5. You can, there's data out there that you can get. I had an automotive shop that wanted to buy a list of everybody that owned a BMW within 10 miles of his shop. We can get data like that. He services all makes and models. But BMWs are a higher ticket item, the higher ticket item, even on the repair side. So that's a great fit for him. So he's able to target the kind of clients he wants using, you know, some direct mail filters like that.
And so let's talk a little bit, Nick, about the printing needs generally. And you're pretty good at saving folks money on their printing. Talk a little bit about what some of your secrets are there.
Some of it is like, especially with direct mail, if you've got a plan, you know you're going to be staying in touch with these people, you know, say over a year, it's much cheaper to print 12 versions of 1,000 cards in one print run than it is to make that 12 separate print runs. You've got one print run instead of 12. And if you kind of know what you're going to do and can kind of have some advanced planning, we can print all 12 of those cards in a run, warehouse them all, and then mail them out as needed. So you're not paying for 12 different print runs. So that's one thing. A lot of times the sizes of pieces matter, you know, how things are oriented. You know, sometimes somebody will give me a postcard and say, can you mail this? I said, yeah, but you've oriented it wrong and you can't get normal postage that way. Your postage is going to be twice what it would be. You should have had somebody consult on that piece before you designed it, before you printed it.
Right.
That can be mailed. It's just not going to be mailed, you know, at a normal postage rate because the orientation is vertical and not horizontal. You know, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Things you don't really think about until you talk to someone that knows what they're doing on this.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So let's talk about some of the, you know, I'm always interested in guys like you because you've been in the business for a long time and have been successful. Talk about why, of all the business you could have gotten into, why the printing business, and why do you think you continue to have the success you've had over the years?
Yeah. As life happens, I got in the printing business quite accidentally. You know, when I got out of college, I had some corporate jobs. I worked for AT&T and I worked for Primus Automotive, which is a division of Ford Motor Credit. I worked for Bank One Mortgage. But I've always been a serial entrepreneur as well. I had a carpet cleaning company for 5 years. This is back in Indiana. A vending machine company at the same time. Later on, I had a tutoring company for about 3 years. I was in the middle of shutting down the tutoring company while also buying a house. And if you shut down a business while you're buying a house, to the bank, you now look unemployed, which is technically true. But, you know, an entrepreneur never exactly feels unemployed.
Sure.
But I had a friend that worked, was the customer service manager at a printing company. He said, "We just lost a customer service guy. You want to work here while you buy your house? You know, so you've got a W-2. And I said, "Sure." You know, I thought of it as a short term type deal. But I worked for that guy for 11 years and then went into printing on my own. And he helped launch me in the business. So, quite accidentally, 25 years later, I'm still in printing when I just took the job to buy a house.
Wow. That's quite a story. So now that explains how you got in the printing business. But folks that have want to achieve your level of success and be in business for, what did you say, 16 years now?
I think it's 14. I think it'll be 14 April 1st, maybe something
like that. Okay, 14 years. When a lot of businesses don't get past 2 or 3 or 4 years, what's been the secret of your longevity in a tough business?
Yeah, we've kept overhead low. My shop is actually in my basement, so I'm not paying for retail space. I'm not the kind of place that does your, 50 wedding invitations kind of thing. I'm not looking for walk-in traffic. We're really strictly business to business. Mm-hmm. So where I am is kind of irrelevant. We do business all over the country. So I've kind of kept my operational costs low. Other than equipment, I'm not paying $2,000 a month in retail space. So that just saves a lot of money. So during the lean times, you don't have that mortgage hanging over your head.
Sure.
So things like that. We tried to stay fairly low on debt. You know, most of my equipment's paid for, not all of it, but most of it. So that, keep that nut small so that your monthly, what you need to stay afloat isn't too big. And so all your profits go into supporting you and not real estate or equipment.
And one of the things I think is, neat about you, again, I've known you a long time. You're always a guy that's smiling and you're always in a good mood. And, that's really comes through in one of your favorite quotes. I wish you'd share that with us.
Yeah. It's Herman Albright or something like that. It was like, "A positive mental attitude may not solve all your problems, but it will annoy enough people to make it worth the effort," which I always thought was hilarious.
I love
put that on some of my notepads and stuff. So.
I love that. I may have to get some notepads from you that have that saying on it. So that's pretty awesome. Nick Bryant is with us, folks, and he's the owner of Nick Print. So, Nick, talk about I'd love it if you could talk about a success story or two that you're particularly proud of.
Yeah, one of my favorites is a real estate agent we met probably 15 years ago at a Chamber of Commerce luncheon. This was actually in a different state, not in Georgia. And they were a fairly new realtor at that time, but they had a farm of about 7,000 people they wanted to stay in touch with. So what they did was print about 21,000 cards for the year, and we're going to mail them out every, several months. So we did 3 mailings for that year of their 21,000 cards. Well, each year they got a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger and a little bit more frequent. Fast forward to today, we print 2 years worth of cards for them at once. This last year, it was over 1.5 million cards, and we mail out 42,000 postcards. That's her farm area size now. Every 2 to 3 weeks, we mail out 42,000 cards. And her business has grown enough because of direct mail and other marketing, I'm sure, to just make her the number one agent for her office for that brand, Keller Williams, in the state that she lives in. So number one person in that state. And now she actually speaks at Keller Williams conferences, and I've gotten several clients because she's given out my information at these conferences. So it's just been awesome. So I've got Keller Williams agencies in Nashville and Louisville and in Atlanta.
Wow.
From an agent in another state, the success they had over 15 years.
Wow. That's what an awesome story. Because nothing speaks more highly to you than they keep not only doing business with you, but raise the bar year after year in terms of how deeper they go into it. So that's awesome.
Yeah, if you give somebody something that works in direct mail, they're going to do it again. If it makes their phone ring and gets them business, that's why direct mail is such a great business for me, because if I can make it work for you, I know you're going to do it again.
So you mentioned realtors as a place where you've had success. Talk about some of the other clients, because and you mentioned a few other ones, dentists, vets, but I want to make sure we get that out there for folks whose eyebrows were just raised off this story that you told.
Automotive repair. I've got little automotive shops that just basically stay in touch with their customer base and send out, monthly specials of oil changes or, tune-ups or tire pressure or whatever the deal is. But they're just staying in touch with their client base, and maybe that's 800 people, which is fine. It doesn't have to be 42,000 for us to be interested in it. Mm-hmm. I've got other realtors that just mail to their farm, and it's just 250 cards a month. But we just do it every month and take their list and their new card and send it out. So we can do all shapes and sizes. Private schools will sometimes want to boost their membership by mailing, to a certain demographic. Those kind of folks.
Great stuff here from Nick Bryant, folks. And he's the owner of Nick Print. Nick, this has been great. And I'm sure folks that have heard this interview are going to want to be in touch. So let's tell them how they can do that.
My website is nickprint.com. My email is nick@nickprint.com. And you can also find me on LinkedIn, Nick Bryant, and just put Nick Bryant and Nick Print in, and you'll find me on LinkedIn as well. LinkedIn is my primary social media tool that I use because I'm more B2B than B2C.
That's great. Nick Bryant with Nick Print. Nick, it's been a pleasure having you.
Thank you, John.
Folks, if you've got some problems that involve maybe some administrative tasks that you're spending too much time on versus spending time like in sales or something like that, you're shuffling too much paper, or maybe you need a bookkeeping help, I've got an answer for you that involves picking up the phone and calling S.E. Escobedo over at Office Angels. Now, they've been virtual for 18 years since the very beginning, so a pandemic environment does not faze them. Essie's got a whole team of angels that fly in, get the job done, and fly out. And they can do it on an as-needed or ongoing basis. So whatever is called for, they can help. Give her a call, Essie a call, at 770-442-9246. Explain your problem, and she'll be glad to help you. And I endorse her. She's terrific, and because I use her services. I know what I'm talking about on this one, folks. OfficeAngels.us is the website. Just another quick pointer, if you will. So this show is on all the major podcast apps, Apple, Google, whatever. We're on all of them. North Fulton Business Radio is the search term. We'd love it if you would find the show, subscribe to it. We'd love it if you give us a great review because it helps folks find the show and folks that may need the services of great business leaders like Nick Bryant and others that we've had on the show over these past 4 years. We're coming up on show number 300, folks, and we're excited about that. So that would be helpful if you could do that. And also connect with us on social media, North Fulton BRX. We're on LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook. So for my guest, Nick Bryant, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.